tickets and see the Dodgers at Jersey City. Chicago coming on to bat in the fifth inning now against Sandy Koufax. Dale Long, first batter up, struck out first time up, and is hitting 241. Left-hand batter against Koufax, and now has posted 8 strikeouts. Cub pitching has recorded 6 so far. Fastball comes in low to Long, and it's ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes, fifth inning. Dodgers 6, and the Cubs nothing. Long, Niemann, and Luttrell, first 3 due up. We have some bullpen activity now for the Cubs, indicating the possibility of a pinch hitter if we get down to the pitcher's spot. Ball 2 down to Long, and it's 2-0 now. 2-0 count, Long waiting. In the second inning, Koufax struck out the side. Here's a fastball to Long. He takes for a strike, and it's 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Top of the fifth. Long wearing number 27 on the back of the gray uniform. 2-1 pitch. Low for a ball 3. 3-1. Chicago's had 2 base runners, both on walks off Koufax. So Sandy's been mowing them down. Starts to pump, then holds up, gets a new sign from Joe Pignatano. Here's the windup and the 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball 4, and Long is on to start the fifth. Walk number 3 off Koufax. And it brings on Cal Niemann. He struck out his first time up. Niemann is hitting 265. Right-hand batter. Pretty good-sized boy, Cal Niemann. One on, none out. Fifth inning, Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing. Joe Pignatano down to give a sign. And Koufax now working out of a stretch for the third time tonight. His curve is low for a ball, and it's 1 ball, no strike. In case you joined us late, Brooklyn got 3 in the first off starter Dick Drott, and then got 3 more in the third to drive him to cover. Here's the pitch. Strike called on a fastball at the letters, and it's 1-1. Cal Niemann hitting in the number 7 spot. The shortstop, Jack Luttrell, due up next. And then the pitcher spot, Jim Brosnan. Koufax stretches again. The pitch up high with a fastball, and it's ball 2. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. One on, then out. Chicago batting in the fifth. Cubs leading the Dodgers leading the Cubs 6-0. A swing and a miss on a fastball. Strike 2. Count evens at 2-2. Tom Pajolski in the bullpen for the Cubs. Big right-hander. Koufax ready, 2-2 pitch to the plate. Fly ball to center field. Snyder coming on for it. Smoley from right center comes in, and Snyder makes the call, grabs it for the out. So Niemann skies out to Snyder in short right center. One away, and here's Jack Luttrell, the shortstop. Luttrell is hitting at 138. One out, and one on. Pignatano on the mound talking to Koufax, so while he's out there talking, let's duck in a station break. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Ted Brown and the Redhead keep you entertained with chatter, music, news, and weather every morning.
Dial 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodgers games and write to WOKO for the complete Dodgers schedule of games at home and away. Yours free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address. Write Baseball WOKO, Albany, New York.
Fly ball hit to left field. Sandy Amoros moving in and coming toward the lineup, and he's there waiting and makes his play for the out, two away. Luttrell skies to left, and Jim Brosnan due up. We'll see if he's going to bat. Goes to get a helmet, so it looks like he's going to come on. Two outs, one on. Long started the inning with a walk. And Brosnan now will be the hitter. He goes to the bat rack to pick one out, getting a batting helmet right now. Here he comes. Dodgers six runs on four hits. The Cubs no runs on no hits. Chicago with one error, a throwing error by Cal Neiman in the first inning that got in the first run of the ball game. So here's Brosnan up now with two outs and one on. Top of the fifth. Sandy delivers. The fastball is in for a strike. Koufax has recorded at least one strikeout in every inning up to now. He got two in the first, three in the second, one in the third, and two in the fourth. Total of eight. Fastball outside. Ball one. Count evens to Brosnan, one and one. Joe Pignatana doing the catching. Campanella plunked in the ribs in the third inning. Had to leave the ball game, but the doctor reports that he's okay. Just going to be a little sore for a day or so. The 1-1 pitch. Foul back, straight back to the wire, strike two. One and two to pitcher Jim Brosnan. Dale Long wandering around off first. Hodges kind of ignoring him. Now moves up, hold him on. One and two. Here's the pitch. Curveball high, and it's ball two. Even count now, 2-2. Sandy Koufax ready again. Checks the 2-2 pitch. Strike three call on the outside corner. So Sandy keeps the string going and now has nine strikeouts in five innings. For the Cubs, in the top of the fifth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on. So at the end of four and a half innings of play, the score, the Dodgers six, Chicago nothing. And now, friends, a word from Al Helfer.
Well, sometime or other, we've all watched the third base coach flashing signs. But did you ever watch old Jerry Doggett here flashing his signs? He's got his hand held out, palm up. Well, that means Les Malucky's at home. Can a mooch want? A beaming smile? Uh-huh. Well, that's Jerry's sign that he's got his lucky and he's enjoying it right now. What else? Oh, no. Malucky is all fine tobacco. There couldn't be anything else. Naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Well, say, what's he signaling now? Oh, I got it, Jerry. Let's all light up our lucky. Oh, that's a good idea.
For the taste that you like, light up a Lucky Strike. You'll say a Lucky's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Move into the last half of inning number five at Ebbets Field. Gino Cimoli will be the first run up. Then comes Hodges, and then comes Pignatano. You all set, Jerry?
Ready to go, Al.
That lucky fired and going, huh?
Got it going. Hold it just a minute. Now I got to put a match to it, and then we'll be ready to roll. Cimoli has struck out and walked and has scored. Gino hitting at 343. On the mound, big Jim Brosnan. Into the windup, and the pitch comes to Cimoli. Gino checked up and took it low for a ball. 1-0. Now I'm ready.
What are you going to do with the other one on the other side? You got two of them lit now.
Oh, well, you can smoke them two at a time. 2, 3, 5, or 6. You can't improve on the flavor, though. Boy, they're all fine. The best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Second.
Here's the 1-0 pitch to Gino. Again, he checks, and it's ball two. Curve outside. Two balls, no strike.
Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing, bottom of the fifth. Smoley with a hot bat, .432 average in his last 11 ball games. Here's the pitch. Pop foul back of the plate. Niemann turns and watches it sail in the upper deck, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Gino Smoley, batting in the cleanup spot. And ready. Here's the pitch. Curveball in high and on the letters. Ball three. 3-1 to Gino. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive to left field. Belted. Backboard goes to left fielder Speak and makes the grab in front of the wall. Gino gave it a ride deep to left field, but Speak was there to make the play. So Smoley lines left, one away, and on comes Hodges. Gill has walked and doubled, has scored twice. Ready now, pitches to Hodges. Fastball on the inside corner, strike one. Strike one count. The windup and the pitch. Low for a ball, and the count goes 1-1. Last of the fifth inning, we have one out. Dodgers batting, leading 6-0 over Chicago. First of a 15-game homestand. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to deep center field. Backboard goes Wells. Way back, 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 and forget it. It's a home run for Hodges. Hodges hit one far and deep into the lower stands in left center field a long way away, and it's the seventh of the year, and for the veterans at the VA Hospital, Montrose, New York, another 1,000 free luckies along with that home run. Here's Joe Pignatano up for his first at-bat. Joe got in the ball game in the third, and now I guess we'll take a look at Major League pitching. Last year at St. Paul, Joe hit .295. Ball one to him. Swings on a curve, and it's strike one. 1-1. So far in our ball game tonight, we've sent along 3,000 luckies to the veterans at Montrose Hospital. We have a quota of 34,000, and now have received 29 of the 34,000 quota. Curveball bites in the dirt and bounces away from Niemann, and to Pignatano, it's ball two and strike one. The Dodgers, seven. And the Cubs, nothing. Gill's been on a real binge here lately. Two homers, two doubles, two walks in his last six times to the plate. That's pretty good. Four for four, and he's been on base six times. Joe takes a strike at the knees, and it's 2-2 to Pignatano. On to as Brosnan goes into the windup, and here's his pitch. A swing and a drive to right field. Base hit for Pignatano. One big bounce in front of Ortega. So Joe is on, slamming one to right over the head of second baseman Bobby Morgan. And a nice round of applause for the Brooklyn catcher. Joe Pignatano on with a single. And here comes Charlie Neal. Charlie struck out and singled to drive in a pair, so he's one for two, hitting at .274. Home run by Hodges was the first one allowed by Brosnan. In fact, was the first base runner. Big Jim checks first. Pignatano leads off, and here's the pitch to Neal. Down low, ball one. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. One out, one on. Dodgers seven, Cubs nothing. Philadelphia 3, Cincinnati nothing through 6.5. Fastball outside, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Tignatano on first. Charlie Neal waiting. Don Zimmer on deck. Infield up a step or two, double play depth. Fastball low, and it's ball 3 to Neal. To Charlie Neal. Here's the look and the pitch. Ball 4, high and inside. Bends him back, and Neal's on with a walk. Off Brosnan, walk number 1, and off Chicago pitching, the Dodgers have now received 5 free passes, or rather 6. 5 off Drott and 1 off Brosnan. Here's Don Zimmer up now, called out on strikes and wrapped into a double play, hitting 226. Tignatano on second, and Neal on at first. One out. Here's the pitch. Curveball, low and away. Ball 1. Dodgers 3 in the first, 3 in the third, and 1 now in the fifth with 2 on and 1 out. So the Dodgers have been using the odd innings tonight to get their runs. Brosnan ready, checks and delivers. Foul ball straight back, and it's 1-1 to Zimmer. Sandy Koufax due up next, but Sandy Amoros comes out in the on-deck circle. At the end of 6, the Giants 5, Milwaukee 4. The end of 6.5, Philadelphia 3, and Cincinnati nothing. Here's the pitch to Zimmer. High and outside, ball 2, 2-1. Harvey Haddix's doing the work for Philadelphia. And hanging goose eggs on red legs up to now. Two-one count, Zimmer waiting, two on. Tignatano and Neal at second and first. Brosnan delivers. Zim swings a high pop fly into center field. Coming on for it is Walls, and cutting in from right is Ornega. Walls calls and almost overran the ball, stops and leaned back to make the grab. So Zimmer out on a pop fly into center field. Two away now, Sandy Koufax goes to the bat rack to get a helmet and a bat. And up he comes. Nice hand for Sandy, who through 5 innings has allowed no runs and no hits to Chicago and just 3 base runners while striking out 9. Sandy having quite an evening so far. Koufax swings left, waiting now for Brosnan to get set. 2 on, 2 out. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, straight back, strike 1. Gotta give Sandy a cheer as he got a piece of the ball. Sandy is 0 for 12. Tonight he has struck out twice, and I think that he struck out now 10 out of 12 times. Is that about right, Alan? 8 out of 12. Here's the pitch. Curveball in tight, and it's ball 1. 1-1 to Koufax. Dodgers 7, Cubs nothing, last of the fifth inning. 2 outs, 2 on. Jim Brosnan, the second Chicago hurler, replaced Dick Drott in the third. The 1-1 pitch. A liner hit right to the second baseman, Morgan, who makes the grab. And here's what happened on the play. Morgan had come over to bluff the runner, Pignatano, and he was going back as Brosnan pitched. Had he not been over there, the ball would have gone through the middle for a base hit for Koufax. So Sandy can say that he was robbed.
If it's value you want, then it's value you'll get
when you trade at Rose Oldsmobile.
Take a tip from a friend that you'll never regret.
If you're looking for a really good used car, Rose Oldsmobile, the Capital District's oldest franchised Oldsmobile dealer, is the place to go. If you've ever purchased any car, anywhere, then you know there's more to buying a car than just price. You want to be sure the deal you make is the best deal for you. And you want to be sure the dealer stands behind it. You can be sure when you deal with Rose Oldsmobile at the corner of Central and Manning in Albany. Rose Oldsmobile sells the best late model used cars, good, reliable used cars traded on brand new Oldsmobiles. And these late model beauties are priced right. So when you think of value in used cars, think of price. Think of the deal you can make. Think of the firm's reputation. When you think of value in these terms, you're sure to think of Rose Oldsmobile, corner of Central and Manning in Albany.
You'll never, 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 never get better value.
And for the next four purchasers of the yearbook, the same gift, a pair of box seats. That's 10 box seats in all, waiting for five lucky purchasers of the Dodger yearbook. That Dodger yearbook, box 119, Brooklyn 1, New York. Maybe you'll be the recipient of a pair of box seats. Order your book right away. Into the sixth inning we go, Jerry. That's Morgan up there. How about it?
Ready to go. Sandy Koufax into the windup, and here's his pitch. Fastball for a strike in at the knees, and it's nothing and one. Koufax, with nine strikeouts, has walked three and allowed no runs and no hits to the Cubs. Top of the sixth inning, Bobby Morgan, the leadoff man, takes a curveball inside, and it's ball one. Even count now, one and one. Joe Pignatano behind the plate, down to give a sign. Charlie Neal edging in at third, just in case Morgan should think about bunting. The 1-1 pitch. Bouncer foul past third and off the box seat railing. Scramble for it, and the man fell out of the stands going after that one. One ball, two strikes on Bobby Morgan. He fell out of the stands to get the ball, and the park policeman come down to retrieve it. You can't come on the field to get it. You got to stay in the stands. When you fall out of there, that's too bad. Of course, that draws a round of boos. The 1-2 pitch by Koufax. Foul ball right straight back, and it's still 1-2. Sandy Koufax, leading the league in strikeouts, really blazing them in. 9 in 5 innings so far tonight. At the end of 7, the Phillies 3, Cincinnati nothing. Milwaukee tied it up on the Giants with 1 in the 7th, 5-5, top of the 7th. Curveball just missed inside, and it's ball 2. 2-2 to Morgan. Speak is on deck with Ernie Banks down in the hole. Is low for a ball, and the count goes 3-2 now. Full count to Bobby Morgan. Three and two. In the fifth inning, Koufax walked the first batter long, but then got the side out, and Long died at first. 3-2 pitch on the way. Ball four, low and inside, he walked him. So from Koufax, walk number four. And again, leadoff man is on, and Bob Speak comes on. He walked and flat out in two tries, none for one. First pitch comes down to Speak, low for a ball, and it's 1-0. Dodgers 7, Cubs nothing. We're in the sixth inning. Sandy Koufax checks his runner, checks his sign now, and goes out of a stretch. Delivers to Speak. Strike called with a curve on the corner, and it's 1-1. Brooklyn got 3 in the first, 3 in the third, and 1 in the fifth. Charlie Neal playing an inner third with a left-hand batter up there. Zimmer and Gilliam halfway and double played up. Hodges holding the runner on, now backs off. Here's the pitch. Pop up around the plate, foul. Back for it comes Pignatano. Back to the wire, but it's up in the screen, out of play. So it's a ball and two strike count now to Bob Speak. Joe Pignatano in the ball game. Campanella plunked in the chest by pitch by Dick Drott in the third, had to leave the ball game. Rube Walker has a couple of stitches in his right hand, so Pignatano gets into his first major league ball game here tonight. The Brooklyn boy handling the slants of Sandy Koufax, giving the Dodgers an all Brooklyn battery for the first time in, I guess, a long time. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curve up high for ball two. 2-2. Actually, the second game that Joe's been in, but the first game that he's caught, he was in as a pinch runner earlier. 2-2, Koufax eyes Morgan at first base, now delivers to the plate. Ball three, the fastball just inside. So again, a full count here on Bob Speak. Koufax working away. He's walked four and struck out nine. Now Pignatano goes out to have a talk. Joe is rated a very capable receiver. And last year, he had a good batting average at St. Paul in 81 games. He hit .295. His peak year was in 1953 at Asheville, North Carolina. He hit .316. Three and two. Sandy Koufax out of a stretch. Here's the pitch to Speak. A drive to right field. That one's tagged. That one is well hit and over the wall. A home run for Bob Speak. And two runs score for Chicago in the first hit of the ball game off Sandy Koufax. As Bob Speak hit a low fastball on the 3-2 pitch and gave it a golf shot over the screen in right field out into Bedford Avenue. So the Cubs pick up a pair and down the drain goes the no-hitter and also the shutout. Two runs on one hit for Chicago, a home run to Bob Speak. Ernie Banks coming on, takes low for a ball. Nobody out, two in, and it's a 7-2 ball game. And for the home run, Bob Speak sends along 1,000 free luckies to the veterans at Montrose Hospital, Montrose, New York. One ball, no strikes. The curveball to Banks is inside, ball two. Sandy was rolling along with pretty good control. He had a walk in the first, in the fourth, the fifth, and now in the sixth. But he got behind. Had to come in with one to Speak on a full count. Here's a strike to Banks, and it's 2-1. Ernie Banks at bat has struck out twice. Koufax checks the sign from Pignatano. The 2-1 pitch. High fly to center field. Snyder drifting in. Waits, pounds his glove, comes on in, and he's got it for the out. One away. So Banks out on a fly ball to center, and here's Lee Walls. Walls has popped out and walked. Speak and Walls are the only batters that have not gone down swinging before Koufax tonight. Sandy has picked up two on Ernie Banks and Frank Ornega. One on all the others except Speak and Walls. One out, none on. Here's his pitch. Fastball is outside, ball one. Walls hitting a .224. Walls and Long, of course, came to the Cubs in the deal that sent Baker and Fondy to Pittsburgh. And right now, it appears that the Pirates got the better of it, especially since D. Fondy is leading the league in batting with a .367 average. Long is hitting .241 and Walls hitting .224. Here's the pitch. Fastball is in for the strike and it's 1-1. Oddly enough, although the Pirates are last in the league, they have three among the top 10 hitters, Fondy, Grote, and Thomas. 1-1 pitch. High and inside, ball two. Koufax with a curveball, lost control of it. Two balls, one strike, sixth inning. The Cubs have two in, and it's 7-2 Dodgers lead. Neal playing shallow at third against Walls, who might bunt. Ground ball to the left side. Zimmer goes over towards second. Plays it across. In time for the out. Turaway. And up to this point, with two out in the sixth inning, Koufax has chalked up at least one strikeout per inning. But now he comes again to an inning with two outs, needing to get one to keep the string alive. The play by Zimmer is the first assist of the ball game. All of the other putouts, fly balls, or strikeouts. First assist. There's a fastball for a strike, so we go along for 5 2/3 innings before we get the first ground ball, actually. First assist. Two outs, strike one count on Frank Renega, who struck out twice. Curve is low for ball, and the count is 1-1. Two outs, none on. In the inning, Morgan walked and Speak had a line drive over the screen and right for a home run. Lucky Strike sending it all to you tonight from Ebbets Field. Fastball outside, ball two. 2-1 now to Ornega. Frank hitting 310. Came into tonight's game at 353, but he's only been up there 17 times with six hits. Now is 6-19. And looks at a fastball low again, ball three. So it's 3-1 to Frank Ornega. Into the windup, and here's his pitch. Strike two on the outside corner. It's 3-2. Ignatano passes it out, and Koufax winds and fires. Strike three. Down he goes, and that's number 10 for Sandy Koufax, and he still has at least one an inning. The third time for Ornega, the side out in the sixth. For the Cubs, two runs, one hit, no errors, and they left none on. So at the end of the top of the sixth inning, the score, the Dodgers 7, Chicago 2. Al, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Now for a quick trip to the captain's corner. Captain Pee-wee, you're up.
So far this season, the one thing which has impressed me mostly is the balance of the league. All the clubs are tough now. Several years ago, we never had too much trouble with Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, or Chicago. Now, every team in the league seems to play like pennant contenders against us. The Giants may not be high in the standings, but when they play us, they really get up for the games. I would say the National League this season is the best balance I've ever seen it. It should make for great fan appeal.
Well spoken, Captain Reese. Got a suggestion for you before we focus back on the game. Fans, light up a Lucky and enjoy the genuine pleasure of a genuine cigarette. You'll say a Lucky's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Now to the last half of inning number six. First man up will be Sandy Amoros, then we'll have Gilliam and Snyder. Now have a 7-2 ball game in favor of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Sandy Koufax, despite the fact he's given up two runs, is still breezing. Going right along here, firing that fastball. He's stuffing it in, isn't he, Jerry? He's really pouring it out. 10 strikeouts in the ball game through six innings. Amoros waits none for two tonight. Grosman delivers a high curve, ball one. Sandy hitting at 308, came into tonight's game at 320. Popped out, walked, and grounded out. The Dodgers have six base hits, good for seven runs. The Cubs have one hit, good for two runs. A curve is in for a strike, and it's 1-1 to Amoros. The windup and pitch. Curveball belted into center field. Walls now turns and drifts back for it. Back near the track. He's got it for the out. Amoros skying deep to center for the first out in the inning. One up, one down, and here's Gilliam. Junior has walked, grounded out twice. Gilliam hitting at 249, none for two tonight. Dodgers 7, Cubs 2, last of the sixth inning. Grosman delivers. Gilliam swings and hits one in the hole to left field for a base hit. Junior slicing one through there between the shortstop Littrell and third baseman Ernie Banks. So he's on with a single, hit number 7 for the Dodgers, and on coming will be Duke Snider. And as soon as we see what happens to Snider, we'll run in a station break for you. One on, one out. Snider has walked, hit a home run, and struck out. Duke hitting at 248. 1-for-2 tonight. He's picked up 3 points this evening with a home run. Scored 2 runs. One on, one out. Brosnan, the big right-hander, second Chicago pitcher of the night. Here's the pitch. Fastball for strike at the knees to Snider, nothing and one. Gino Cimoli on deck and Gil Hodges down in the hole. Strike one count, Duke waiting. Gilliam off first. Here's the pitch. Foul ball ripped straight back, and it's strike two to Duke. 0-2. Nothing and two count to Snider. Gilliam off first, one out. Brosnan out of a stretch, delivers to Duke. Curve in the dirt, bounces by Neiman. Down to second goes Gilliam, makes a big turn there, and now goes to third. The throw to Banks is in time. Gilliam out, trying to go to third on a wild pitch. The ball came back to the backstop, and Neiman had a little trouble grabbing it, finally picked it up and fired to Banks for the out. So if you're scoring, it'll be Gilliam the second on a wild pitch, and out going to third, 2-5. Count to Snider, ball one and two strikes. Gilliam out. Jim hesitated just a moment before deciding to go on, and that split second cost him. Out of third, as Neiman made a perfect peg down to Banks. So two outs now. No base runner. Snider waiting. Ball one, strike two. The windup and the 1-2 pitch. Curve outside for ball, and the count 2-2 now on Snider. Two and two to Duke. Dodgers 7, Cubs 2, last of the 6th. The windup and pitch. Fastball high outside, ball three. Tomorrow night at Jersey City, it'll be Don Drysdale for the Dodgers against Don Kaiser for the Cubs. Don Newcomb due to pitch back at Ebbets Field on Thursday against Chicago. Sal Magley was due to start tonight, but they jammed the thumb in the outfield 2 days ago at Philadelphia. There's a belt to right, foul, wow. Snider hit that one over the roof, down in the right field corner. Way out of here. He got a little out in front of the changeup and really belted it. Three and two to Snider. Two outs, none on, sixth inning. Here's the windup and down it comes. Foul ball on the ground, back of the plate. Count holds to Duke, 3-2. Southpaw umpire Tom Gorman works one out to the mound to Brosnan. Dodgers 7, Chicago 2, two outs, sixth inning, none on. They have a real shift on for Snider. Second baseman Morgan playing a step or two back on the grass. And shortstop Luttrell is nearly behind second. Banks with the left side of the infielder himself. Ball four, low, and Snider is on with a walk. Walk number two given up, and while Cimoli comes on, let's duck in a station break. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodgers games and write to WOKO for the complete Dodgers schedule of games at home and away. Yours free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address. Write Baseball WOKO, Albany, New York.
Gino Cimoli waiting, none for two tonight, struck out, walked, and slid to left. The pitch to him, fastball, low and outside, ball one. Snider on with a walk. The Dodgers now have received 7 walks. Koufax for the Dodgers has given up 4 to the Cubs. There have been 16 strikeouts, 10 by Koufax, 4 by Drott, and 2 by Brosnan. There have just been 8 hits in the game and 9 runs. Here's the pitch. Fouled away as Geno tried to hold his swing. The ball hit the underside of the bat and bounced back to the Cub dugout. 1-1 to Cimoli. Hodges on deck and Pignatano to follow. 2 outs from the 6th, Dodgers 7, Cubs 2. Here's the look. Here's the pitch. A bouncer wide of third. Banks makes the play on a short hop. Into second for the force there on Snyder, and the side is retired. So for the Dodgers in the 6th inning, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and they left 1 on. And at the end of 6, the score, Brooklyn 7, Chicago 2. Well, we have a lot of activity going on in the major leagues tonight. So here's Al with the Lucky Strike scoreboard. Al?
All right, Jerry. Milwaukee and the Giants at the end of 6.5 innings of play. The Giants at bat in the last half of the 7th inning. It is Milwaukee 5 and the New York Giants have 5. Crone started for Milwaukee. Trowbridge came on in the 7th. For the Giants, Miller began it and Kirk Barkley relieved him in the 3rd. Torrey, Aaron, and Sawatsky have all hit home runs for Milwaukee. Aaron's 13th, Sawatsky's 1st, Torrey's 2nd. Mays and Shane Deans have connected for the distance for the Giants. Mays 9th, Shane Deans 5th. At the end of 6.5 innings, tied at 5-5. Cincinnati, Philadelphia at the end of 8. It is 3-1. Philadelphia over Cincinnati. Lawrence started for the Reds. Fowler, his relief in the 6th, and Tom Acker took over in the 8th inning. Harvey Haddix pitching this ball game for Philadelphia. St. Louis and Pittsburgh at the end of 5. It is 4-3. St. Louis leading Pittsburgh. Schmidt and Merritt so far for St. Louis. Smith and Swanson going for Pittsburgh. Musial, a home run in the 4th. With 1 on for St. Louis. The Yankees-Cleveland at the end of 6 innings. It is 6-4 in favor of the Yankees over Cleveland. Sturdivant relieved by Grimm in the 6th. Daly, Mossy in the 1st for Cleveland. At the end of 4.5, no score between Boston and Chicago. At the end of 2, Washington 1, Detroit 1. And the starting pitchers have just been announced. Baltimore has Lowe's going. Kansas City, Tom Morgan. Well, that's everything, Jerry.
Okay, Al, back to play. First pitch down to Dale Long is strike 1. Sandy Koufax with 10 strikeouts in 6 innings, working now on Long, who has struck out and walked. 1 hit off Koufax, a home run to Bob Speak with 1 on in the 6th inning. Long, big left-hand batter, hitting 241. Changeup is inside, and it's ball 1. 1-1 count. Koufax struck out 2 in the 1st, 3 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, and 1 in the 6th. Long swings a high pop fly around the plate. Pignatano off of the mask. Moves back about 4 steps. Wait. He's got it. 1 away. Long fouls out straight up in the air to Joe Pignatano. Foul ball to Pignatano right about 4 steps back of the plate. So 1 away, and here's Cal Neiman coming on, struck out and flat out. Neiman none for 2, hitting 263. Koufax into the windup, and here's his pitch. Fastball for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. One down in the 7th inning. And the Cubs have bullpen activity again here in the top of the 7th. A swing and a miss on a good curveball into the waters, and it's strike 2. Oh and 2 on Cal Neiman. Koufax winds and fires. Curve at the knees for a ball, and it's 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. The windup and pitch. Strike 3 called at the outside corner. Strikeout number 11 for Koufax. And for Cal Neiman, that's twice. On the year now for Sandy, that's 58 strikeouts. Two down on the shortstop, Jack Luttrell coming on. He struck out and flat out. Ball one down to Luttrell. Koufax winds and fires. The fastball is low for a ball two. Tom Pajolski busy in the bullpen for Chicago. Brosnan is due up next. So if Luttrell gets on, we're apt to see a pinch batter for the Cubs. 1-1 count to Luttrell. Koufax winds and fires. Strike called, and it's 1-2. Luttrell taking a curveball at the knees. 1-1, 2 strikes, 2 outs, none on. Dodgers 7, Cubs 2, top of the 7th. Here's the pitch. A bouncer hit the third. Neal backs up near the line. Long throw is in time for the out to retire the side. So it's 3-3 for Chicago in the 7th. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of 6.5 innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 7, the Cubs 2.